Welcome to Hypnovember. This is day one with the secret subject, and every single day this month, I'm going to be giving you something new and hypnotic to listen to watch, or to experience. So this is day one. Welcome. I'm glad you've chosen to listen to this file, and as always, make sure you read the description to see what's going to happen to you today. But today we're just going to do something nice and simple. We're going to do some nice, fun fractionation. And all we need to do for that is to have you listen, sit or lie down in a nice, comfortable, relaxed place, and just start with a few deep breaths in and out. That's right, in and out. And as you breathe, you can start to notice how your body feels as you start to relax. You see, that's all hypnosis really is, about relaxation. And over these next 30 days, you and I are going to get to experience some amazing things. See, hypnosis is all about connecting a certain few things. It's about connecting the imagination. It's about connecting your ability to be suggestible and your ability to dissociate from the world around you. You don't need all of those things in that exact time and in that exact order. But if we can connect those three things, then you can be hypnotized. I'm always teaching people how they can be hypnotized. A lot of people expect the experience to be some mind-blowing style brainwashing like they see in the movies, or some quick, rapid dropping them down into places that they've never experienced, like they see on TV. But really, hypnosis is all about just relaxing, following instructions, and just letting go. So that's what we're here to do today. Now, this induction we're doing today is a progressive relaxation induction with a twist. See, we will progressively relax your body piece by piece. So I want you to go ahead and just focus on your toes. That's right, just focus on your toes. And I want you to close your eyes so you can deeply connect with the feeling in your toes right now, how they feel right at this moment. And as you focus on that feeling in your toes, I just want you to imagine them becoming relaxed. How would they feel if they were completely relaxed, loose, and limp? What might they look like? That's right. What might that feel like? That's right. And as you imagine that feeling, I want you to start imagining that feeling traveling up into your ankles. And now, I don't know if that feeling is a warmth. Could be a heaviness, could be a nice cooling sensation, or a lightness. However it feels for you, you can just imagine that feeling moving up your legs, that's right, all the way up, and this time moving up your calves into your knees. That's right, that feeling moving up, up, up your body. And as it moves, you can almost imagine it as a color. I wonder what color your subconscious mind will pick as it starts to paint your body in that color, like a wonderful glow, a wonderful bright light coating you in relaxation. And now, as we hit your knees, I want you to do a favor for me. I want you to open your eyes and stare ahead. Find a spot to focus on as you stare ahead, but focusing on that feeling in your feet, in your calves, in your ankles, in your knees. As you fixate on that spot, you fixate on that place. That's right. And as you fixate, you start to feel that feeling creeping up, up, up. And as the feeling creeps up into your thighs, that's right, you can just imagine your eyes getting heavier and heavier. That's right. Heavier and heavier the more you focus on that spot. And now do me a favor and close those eyes for me. That's right. And as you close those eyes, you can feel that feeling of relaxation doubling, tripling each and every single time your eyes open and close. You see, eyes opening and closing is such a powerful trigger. You know, when somebody is asked to close their eyes, they're already putting themselves in a light state of trance, because that's all that trance is. It's just a relaxed feeling with their eyes closed, where they can spend a moment imagining this. And as that light moves up, as that relaxation moves up your body, you start to feel it in your torso as your eyes open again and fixate on that spot. And the more you fixate on that spot and the more you open and close your eyes, you start to realize that each and every single time you close those eyes want to remain shut. They get heavy, droopy, drowsy, relaxed, and tired each and every single time you open those eyes and you close those eyes. And while your eyes are focused on that spot, you start to feel them getting heavier and heavier. So just close those eyes. Go ahead and close those eyes. And as those eyes close, you start to feel the relaxation moving up your torso, up your spine, hitting each and every single vertebrae of your spine as you feel your entire body relaxing. That's right, the light covering your body as you feel the relaxed feeling that you can imagine deeply inside your mind, moving up your body into your shoulders. That's right, your shoulders and now traveling down your arms. That's right, all the way to your elbows and your forearms and into your hands, and open those eyes again. As you open those eyes, you start to realize that the relaxation is starting to make those eyes so heavy, droopy, drowsy, so that each and every single time you open those eyes, they just want to close back down. They just want to close back down. That's right. So take a nice deep breath in. Fill your lungs with fresh air and breathe out. And as you breathe slowly and easily and deeply, you start to feel the relaxation doubling, tripling, quadrupling, getting 5 times as strong, 10 times as strong, 100 times as strong. As you close those eyes, allow those eyes to relax now. And as you close those heavy, droopy, tired eyes, you start to realize the next time you open those eyes, it'll be so hard, so difficult for them to open. As the relaxation travels down each and every single one of your fingertips and then coats your arms again as it moves its way back up your arms, through your shoulders, up to your neck. And this time you open those heavy, droopy eyes and you can barely get them open, but that's okay. Because in a moment, the relaxation feeling is going to coat your head. It's going to coat your head. And as it does so, you can feel the relaxation dripping into those eyelids, coating them completely, allowing them to relax completely and totally as you close those eyes. And as you do, you feel the relaxation traveling through your head, traveling through your face, and making its way into your mind. With your eyes closed, I want you to imagine something for me. It's easy to imagine things, after all, with our eyes closed. We can just delve into a fantasy realm where anything can happen, where things are not as they seemed. And now we can just imagine something. You see, while you've been doing your errands lately, you keep noticing an advertisement for a carnival. You've been walking down the street and you see it in shop windows. You see flyers scattered upon the street. Perhaps you've even been receiving mail with flyers saying, "Come to the carnival this weekend." As you see it, you see the black and white spiral etched on the back of the poster. And on it, you see pictures of rides, games, and the promise of fun and frolics. You feel nervous but excited, so you decide to go. So the weekend arrives and the big day is here. You find yourself walking down a dirt road towards a ginormous entrance with a clown perched on top. You can see the rides, the games, all the fun things you can do, including a Ferris wheel and a carousel. And as you walk through the carnival, you start to hear the noise of laughter. That's right. You see children running around, playing with toys. You see other people like yourself, couples holding hand in hand as they walk along the street, and people on the rides having a great time. You can feel the warmth of the sun beaming down on your face as you look up at the sky and see nothing but crystal clear blue sky, no clouds in sight. You smell the scent of cotton candy and all of those fried foods that they sell at the fair. You know they're not good for you, but yet they taste so very good. And you can sense just a familiar feeling of warmth and happiness from everyone there. You start to make your way towards one of the rides, the carousel. You see, from the poster, you saw it and you thought, this might be fun. So you wait in the line, and as it's your turn, you step up onto the platform and choose your seat. You find a horse right in the middle. A horse that's white with a blue mane. You can see a rein around its neck painted on in golden details. And as you climb aboard and hold the golden pole reaching high up, up to the top of the ride, you look up and notice it's candy striped with blue twining with pink, spiraling up to the top. And as the ride begins, you feel the horses riding up and down, and it's so relaxing to feel the cool breeze caused by the carousel on your face as it spins around and around and around ever so slowly, taking its time. You breathe in the fresh spring air and you take in this moment, this freeing feeling that makes you feel so giddy, so happy, so wonderful, so glad you came to this carnival. And as you ride the horse, you start to notice something in the distance, a tent with a large black and white spiral on the sign out the front. And as you can feel yourself moving around and around and around on the carousel, you start to grow curious about what lies in that tent. You remember back to the poster and you start to think, that was the thing that drew you here in the first place, the large black and white spiral. And as your horse continues to go up and down, around and around, you start to think that maybe, just maybe, next you'll find yourself in that tent. You'll find all the answers to the secrets that you were uncovering when you found that poster. And as you can feel the horses spinning you around, that's right, slowly caressing you, lulling you down, calming you down, you just realize how relaxing it is to be on this carousel. That's right. You can feel the cold breeze brushing against your face. You can see the smiling faces of everybody else riding it too. And you know that this is pure bliss. But yet, still, that curiosity of what is in that tent starts to niggle at the side of your brain. And all of a sudden, the carousel stops. And everybody starts to climb off. You climb off your horse, walk off the platform, and make your way back to the familiar dusty grass. And as you walk around the fairground some more, you start to notice that tent growing closer and closer, almost as if your curiosity is just dragging you there, leading you there, wondering what's inside that tent. As you walk up to the sign, you start to realize the black and white spiral has words written on it. Enter the tent of the mystifying, magnificent hypnotist, Magnifico. Magnifico, what kind of a name is that? You laugh to yourself. As you read further, you see that this person is an illusionist known for great feats from all around the globe. You chuckle to yourself. Hypnotist, illusionist, what a crock. I bet that doesn't work anyway. So you decide to give it your best shot. You decide to walk inside the tent, and as you pull back the red and white striped curtain, you see a dark room with lots of empty wooden chairs lined up in rows. And as you walk down the center aisle, you come towards a small stage, slightly raised up from the dirt, from the grass. And on that stage is a giant black and white pinwheel with armholes, leg holes, and a chest harness. You start to wonder, whatever could that be doing in a hypnotist's room? In a hypnotist theater. And all of a sudden you hear footsteps from the back of the stage. And a woman wearing small shorts, fishnet tights, knee-high boots, and an amazing black and white striped jacket walks out from behind the spiral. Ah, I see you've taken a liking to my spiral. Are you here for the show? You nod your head eagerly, just curious as to what she'll say. Pity then. My show doesn't start for another couple of hours, and I'm still yet to find myself a volunteer. I've been walking all around this carnival, and I can't find anyone suitable. Nobody who fits the harness anyway. Wait. You look like you might just be the right size. Would you like to volunteer for my show? You point at yourself, as if to say, me? What could you want to do with me? And you look at her, her eyes shining brightly in the darkness. There's something about her that's just so intoxicating. From even the look of her, you just feel so safe and comfortable around her. You walk up to the stage and nod your head to confirm that you would like to be her volunteer. Eager, are we? Well, if I'm going to have fun with you, I'm going to first need to hypnotize you. You see, all of my volunteers need to be hypnotized first. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just look this way. And she holds up a sort of pinwheel with a black and white spiral on it. And as she starts to spin it, you start to feel the spiral spiraling into your mind, the black and white spiral consuming you as she holds it up in front of your face and says, now just stare at it. Just look deeply into the spiral and feel your mind spiraling away. You don't need any thought, no will, nothing right now. You just need to look into the spiral and fall under my spell. You start to feel woozy, drowsy, sleepy. So your mind starts to spin and pulse as the pinwheel spins it away, spinning you around and around and around. In a haze of dizzying confusion, you start to fall down deep. And the world fades to black. The last thing you remember is her smiling at you with a wicked grin and a chuckle. That's it. Go down, my volunteer, she says to you, as you fall down deep. The last thing you remembered was collapsing onto the stage, your body crumpling onto the wooden floor beneath you. And when you woke up, you find yourself strapped to the spiral on the stage. Your arms and legs spread, your chest harnessed in. And as you wake up and try to struggle slightly, you can feel the tug of your restraints on your wrists and your ankles and your chest holding you in place. As your bleary eyes look around, you also start to realize that the audience is full of members, as each and every single chair that was empty before is full of people. And they're all looking at you. A bright light from above shines down onto your face as you realize it's a spotlight shining down at you in your predicament. As the hypnotist walks forward and says, now, ladies and gentlemen, for my final trick, I am going to show you how easily I can confuse a mind. You see, this willing victim, volunteer here, has offered their services to be hypnotized. And while they're up here on this spinning spiral, I'm also going to show them an amazing feat of daring. This should not be tried at home. And from behind her back, she reveals her true trickery. She has a series of knives, and she holds them in front of your face. These, she says, are real cold steel. And in a moment, as I gently hypnotize my willing participant, I'm going to remove them of all fear, and then I'm going to throw these knives at the spiral that they are stuck on. And let's hope I don't miss. I'm not usually one for missing, but there can always be a first, can't there? You can feel your heart start to quicken, your pulse racing, as you realize she's going to throw those knives at you. You think she must be mad. You start to breathe heavily as she looks at you and grasps your chin and says, don't panic. Trust me. Do you trust me? You look at her in her eyes. You want to shake your head and say no in fear, but yet there's something about her eyes that's just so captivating, so mesmerizing. You can't help but nod. You trust her thoroughly. And in that moment, she says, good. Now hold on tight. And with that, she starts to spin the platform that you're on. And you can feel yourself spinning around and around and around and around. At the back of a tent, you start to notice a mirror as you can watch yourself spinning, spiraling down. And as you watch yourself spinning on the spiral, you also start to realize that you are hypnotizing yourself. The spiral so mesmerizing to stare at. Yet your dizzying state as you spin and spin and spin, as your head just starts to get dizzier and dizzier and dizzier. You just realize that you are so captivated, confused, in the dizzying haze. You just give in to it. You just let go and you realize your body's going completely limp as you spin, as you go with the flow and go with the spinning of the spiral, of the wheel that you are on. As you continue to spin around and around and around. As she spins you faster and faster and faster, you start to feel your head spinning even more and more and more as you just spin around and around and around, feeling that dizzying sense of confusion. You glance up to the audience as they watch you spin, but they just look like a dizzying haze, a blur, as you get spun faster and faster and faster, and then all of a sudden you hear it, the first of the knives hitting the board. As you look and notice, it's next to your right hand, just inches away. Your heart rate starts to quicken. Your pulse starts to go crazy. The fear shoots up within you as you realize she wasn't joking. This is all real. This is all happening as you spin and spin and spin and you hear another knife enter the board. This time hitting the space next to your left hand. You look up, but yet you find it so hard to concentrate on anything as you're so dizzy, you're so confused, and it's so easy just to give in to it. As you feel two more knives enter, one by your right leg and one by your left leg, and this last one, the last knife, she throws at you, and it hits the board just above your head. As you breathe a sigh of relief, yet you feel so dizzy as you continue to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And all of a sudden, the spinning stops. She holds the board and you stop with a jerk. And that's when you realize how dizzy you are. You can feel that familiar feeling, like the feeling when you've been spinning on something for too long, when you've been on one of those merry-go-rounds and someone spun you around and around and around and it stopped suddenly. You feel it, all the blood rushing to your head. As you sit there, lying on that board, trying to regain your thoughts, trying to think about anything at all, watching the gasps from the audience as they stare at you, as you are stuck there, spinning, your head still spinning, still reeling from that feeling. Even though you're stopped. She then walks up to you, holds a spiral in front of your face and says, "Now stare at this. Now look at it." You almost see double at this as your head still hasn't recouped from being spun around so fast. That's right. And as you stare at that spiral, as the spiral flashes double in front of your eyes, as you start to regain your thoughts, you find yourself losing them again and falling down, down, down into trance. She's hypnotizing you once more. "That's right," she says, with a calming, soothing smile. "That's right, just stare at the spiral and drop down deep now." And as your eyes close, as the world fades away, you find yourself awakening, sat on a chair in the middle of the stage. The theater is empty. Everyone is gone except for you. You can hear the familiar footsteps of the woman behind you as she whispers in your ear. And that is how hypnosis works. You see, you believed everything I made you believe. This fantasy that we played out together. And none of it was real. Because all of this was just a dream. When you walked in here, you were already hypnotized. When you saw the advertisement for the carnival, you were already under my spell. I've gotten to you weeks ago, implanted the memory of you wanting to come here to this carnival. Wanting to come to the show to find me, to seek me out, to have your trust in me tested. And you passed. You trusted me implicitly. And now you've had your experience and I get to keep you. You look down and realize that you're tied to the chair. As you start to struggle, as you start to strain, she looks at you in her eyes and says, "Dizzy. Dizzy. Dizzy brain." As your brain just starts to spiral around and around and around, like you're back on that thing, back on that podium, spinning and spinning and spinning, you feel the dizzying confusion hit you again as the world starts to turn black, fading away as you start to see double and triple as you try and look at her in her eyes as everything fades to black in a dizzying swell of confusion. The last thing you remember is her smile, her eyes, as you sleep down deep. The next time you wake up, you find yourself back in your room, unsure of what happened and whether or not it was real or just a dream, but yet it doesn't even matter because it was so nice, so fun and enjoyable. And now it's time to return you back to the waking world. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering each and every single moment of this fantasy. Each and every single moment of this fantasy. And remembering how much fun you had at the carnival. With 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6, you start to stretch and move slightly. With 7, 8, 9, and 10, up, up, up. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little file for Hip November. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.